This week's shiurim have been sponsored by Family D. Rosenberg on the first year site of Rav Chasko Besser, Lelio Nishmes, Rabbi Chesko, Rabbi Naftoli Besser. Sunday, Chof Hei Shvat, 30th of January, Rabbi Shlaim Afachi, Vasuli Mikdosh, to build his house.
Parsha begins with all the elements that a person needs in order to create the Mishkan, in order to create a Beis HaMikdosh. This is the truma that you should take from Klal Yisrael. You should take gold and silver and copper, chelis, argamon, tela ashoni, v'sheish v'izim, all sorts of different colored wools and from goats, v'chulu, oris elim ma'adomim, oris choshim atzishitim, and different types of skins, and cedar wood, shemen ha-ma'or, oil, b'samim, b'shemen ha-mishcha, uktar z'samim, so different type of spices, avnei shoyim, avnei meluim, the precious stones that were needed, la'ifri b'la'choshen, also the mikdosh v'shachanti b'seichem. And through this, through these things, you will build for me a mikdosh v'shachanti b'seichem, and I'll dwell in it, and you, ayin al-shech. Fine. So the question is obvious, which again, it doesn't, if you're learning the Parsha in a normal life and you're trying to figure out how to build the Beis HaMikdash, how you put together the Kalim, so it doesn't seem so boiled. It doesn't seem like it jumps out at you. Because you need the Zahav in order to create the Oren, and you need this in order to create that, and the Eifon and the Chayshin need these precious stones. But if one were to think about it in an abstract way, maybe not coming specifically from the Parsha, you'd actually think that the opposite should be true. Could you imagine walking into a house of Rebbe Eliashiv, and everything was gold? It'd be a bit modern, no? And he pulls out a giant silver becher, and his Gemara is, studded with diamonds. It's not very likely. What's this for Zen when you walk into a Gadol's house? You want to see a beat up Gemara. Yes, yeah, you want to see that the cover's falling off, and the pages are all dog eared, right? And his table is rickety, and every time he shakes back and forth with the Gemara, you hear the floor creaking. That's what you want to see when you go to a Gadol's house. Yeah? What's the pshat? What's going on over here? But also the mikdash, building a mishkan for the Rabbanu Shlom, is completely made up of all the elements of creation which are luxurious and unnecessary, which actually represent, at least seems to represent, the Moisaris, the elements of Gashmis, and not the elements of Ruchnius. What's the pshat? So I had over here a pseteritz, right on my side over here, covered. It's about covered. So I have this lechayr, this shaila is still there. How do we define covered? We don't define covered by these things. So why should HaKadosh Baruch Hu's house, why should the bias, the house which is meant to be this place which contains the presence of the Rabbeinu Shleilam, why should that be something which is the anathema to what we understand bringing HaKadosh Baruch Hu into the world means? So to understand this, we have to take a little bit of a divergent path. And then we'll come back to the teretz, to this kasha. The Gemara says in Brachas Nun Hey, Omer Rav Yehuda bar Rav, Yodeha Yibitzalel Atzaref Oisir Shenivu Behen Shemayim Vaaretz. Bitzalel, the one who created the Beis HaMikdash, the Mishkan, he was someone who knew how to put together the Oisir in a way that you could create, you could build the world. I used to say that's the equivalent of getting the head of MI6, right, to come fix your car stereo. I'm having problems with it. I don't know what's going on. And the guy says, look, I invaded this country and, I set up surveillance systems for the sheik, whatever. It's mamish not nageya. What's he doing? He's a craftsman. Good, he has to be a good craftsman. A better craftsman than Moshe Rabbeinu. The teretz is obvious. The concept of the Beis HaMikdash is actually something which makes no sense at all. It's not shayach. It's Poshet not Shayach. The Medrash tells us that the Rebbeinu Shlomo comes to Moshe Rabbeinu and he tells him to build him a Mishkan. Moshe starts, he's Nivhal. How could it be? All of the galaxies, the whole world is not Mechel. Kvod Shamayim is not Mechel. The covenant of the Rebbeinu Shlomo, and you want me to stick it in a place which is this big by this big? Vikenda Zayin. In the words of the Halo, the Uncle Moshe, right? Hashem is here, Hashem is there, Hashem is everywhere. So what does it mean that there's this mitzvah of building the Beis HaMikdash? And HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to him, cryptically, not the way I think, though is the way you think. which is something we find in a few different places, that every time what it means is that there's a mind shift. That's the pshat. It, not the way I think, right? We find it by Moshe Rabbeinu with the Maris HaTzoivos. We find it in many other places. Not, I don't think the way you think. We even find it, by the way, in the Rambam, when the Rambam is discussing the idea of Yediyah versus Bechira, that it's not some another idea. You thought the Kasha was like this, how can it be that I have Bechira? If HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows what I'm going to do, no! HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Yediyah is different than... Yeah? The same Nakuda is over here as well. You mamash, it's a different perspective lagamri. I can stick myself in a place which is 20 crushing, unazoi, 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 exactly the way I told you to build a Mishkan. How's it possible? What does it mean? So the Oil Yaakov gives us a tremendous Svara, tremendous idea. You want to have a place which is Shaya for the Rebbeinu to live over here. How can it be? You can't even tzamtzum it. So much so that if you think about it, even now, it makes no sense. Hashem is everywhere. Every single tiny part of the Bria is Molech Chol Haaretz Kavod. And then you want to tell me that there's one place that has more of Hashem? The Hashem particles are more close, or more densely packed? What's the Vart? So the idea is something which is very simple. If a person were to go, Lamashal, to a place... If a person were to go Lamashal to a place where he has something very special that happened to him. Lamashal, let's say that was the place where he decided he was going to get married. So if Lu Yitzur, he were to take his wife to that place on their anniversary and have, like, you know, a nice meal, or it would be very special. Why? What's there in that place more than any other place? Be'em is nothing. But there's something that you created, that you made in that place, which changes it, not on a actual physical dimension, but in a different emotional, physical, spiritual, however you want to define it. Shlomo HaMelech says, Amudav oso chesev, refidoso izahov, markavta argomon, toichoi rotsuf ahava mibenois Yerushalayim. The Beis HaMikdash was, although the Amudav Hu Kesef, although all these things existed in many different beautiful things, like Zav and Kesef and Agamon, Toichoi Rotsuf Av. You know what the Beis HaMikdash is paved with? It's paved with the love of Benois Yerushalayim. That's what the Beis HaMikdash is. That's what it is. Now, not more, not less. So the Pasuk tells us, I need to know, you have to create something which represents Klal Yisrael's Ahava, Klal Yisrael's love for the Rebbeinu Shlom. And what is love? What is Ahava? Ahava is when you give up, when you show that you're willing to give up the things which are most important to you. Because here, this is so important to me, and I'm choosing you over it. Shtozov, I want to give you an example. You have a guy, you know, like Donald Trump, Alan Sugar, whoever your local, Jewish billionaire is, yeah? And he comes home, yeah, he's been away from, you know, on work for 6 months, a year, and he comes home, his wife opens the door, and he pulls out from behind his back a giant gold, you know, diamond-studded necklace. He says, I'm home, and she gives the thing, and what does she do with the necklace? Takes the necklace, she throws it in his face. So what are you giving him with your presents for? Where have you been for a year? Yeah? Switch the scenario. You have a poor guy, the guy can't get a job. He's home all day. He comes to his wife, and his wife says, you know something? You never buy me anything nice. I see all my friends at the you never buy me anything nice. And he says to her, but sweetie, I'm home all the time. Isn't my presence better than my presence? What does he get? He gets a slap! What's up, shot? Not because he can't please women. The woman who's married to Donald Trump knows that that diamond thing doesn't go. It's not worth anything to him. It's not worth anything to him. What's worth the most to Mr. Trump? His time. Every minute is millions. So she wants the thing that's so difficult for him to give. Masha'im king, the honey, right? Shkoyach, time is all you have. Go get a job and buy me a necklace. The Pasuk tells us, Zov, Kesef, Nechoshes, you know why? Because what's the most difficult thing for people to give? In fact, Eliyakov says that's why it's in the order. Zov, gold, and Kesef, and then Nechoshes, right? And then we move on to tcheles argoma, to these expensive wools, and then we move on to skins, to leather, from leather to oil, from oil all the way down to besamim. But he doesn't talk about the last part. If that's the pshat, and the reason why we have this order is because to build a mishkan, you have to have all these things, not expensive things. Things which are difficult for someone to give. So then how come after the spices comes Avnei Shoyam, the Avnei Meluim? These precious stones, those are much more expensive even than the gold that we started the list with. So if you look at Or HaChaim, in the last teretz he gives three different terutzim. In his last Oid Nireh, the Or HaChaim gives an unbelievable teretz. He says, how come it's less if it's the most expensive? He's not going with the Oil Yaakov, but his teretz stems beautifully with what we're saying over here. He says, the Avnei Shoyam, the Avnei Meluim, the Medrash tells us, punkt where those stones came from, where they come from. The Nesim, they went out one morning, in the Mon, what they find? They found the precious stones. Something which comes to you without Yigiyah, without Torah, without Amelas. It was so easy, you found it in your lunch, it's easy to give away. Exactly what we're saying. Haganah was much more expensive. Expensive wasn't the Nakuda. Does it hurt you to give it away? Are you proving by the fact that you give it that you're building a bias? So we always talk about, and there's always this joke that people say with a half smile about when you talk about the collection for the Mishkan, where Moshe Rabbeinu has to come to tell the Yidden, it's enough, enough, don't bring any more. And every fundraiser always says that was the first and last time that a Moshe had to tell people to stop giving. Right? But I always wondered about this. What's a pshat? What's a pshat in this? Why did Torah feel it necessary to tell us this Nakuda? Good, maybe it happened. Was it just because the Torah felt bad for fundraisers? You know, it's very difficult to come about jokes, you know? So, the Torah says, fakert. The Mikdash, like we said, was a Nakuda of Avim Reis Yerushalayim. If Klal Yisrael didn't give more than enough, then the job wasn't done. Then they hadn't proved it yet. It's only when Moshe Rabbeinu says it's enough, we can't do it anymore. Then suddenly, Miken Shen Boinen. Now we can build. Now we can start building. Now, according to this Yisrael, I want to bring out a couple of amazing points. Unbelievable. The Gemara said, Rashi brings down with the clothing of the, when we talk about the clothing of the Kohen Gadol, so we talk about this Kesoinis Bad, we talk about this this clothing that was made out of linen. Magid Sheinim Mishamish Zot Rashi Vayikur Perek Tez Zayin Pozak Dalet. Magid Sheinim Mishamish Lefnim Mishmoinim Begodim. He wasn't allowed to use his eight Begodim. Shu Mishamish Ben Bachutz, the ones that he uses outside in the regular Kodesh. Shesh Mem Zov. They have gold in them. Lefishayin Kategen Azaz Sanegar. Because a prosecutor cannot become a defense attorney. You can't come with gold into the Kodesh Kodashim and attempt to get a kapara, spisa mishuga. Gold will remind HaKadosh Baruch Hu of the fact that you did an eagle. You're going to come in with gold and ask? Yes, mishuga. Could you imagine, you know, you don't show up to work for a week in a row, and then you come into the boss and you really want your job back and you feel terrible, and you come in and you're wearing a t-shirt that says, I love bunking. So for the Rabbeinu Shalom to walk in with the Shemayim Megadim with gold and the thing and to attempt to gain a kapara with Zav is Meshuga. In Kategen, Nas is Anega. I think it's a silly kasha. I have to push the kasha. So where is he going into? Kodesh HaKadoshim. What's happening in the Kodesh HaKadoshim? We only have one thing. What is that one thing made out of? A giant fat slab of gold. You're telling me I can't have the begodim because there's a thread of gold and I can't get kapara because there's gold in there? Ink, I take an asanega. What about the orin? What about the giant gold kruvim? So I asked this kasha once, and one of my students, this Gevaldik, a guy I just started learning, one of Baal Shuvah I was working with, unbelievable terrors, he said. You know, he said he's a Gevaldik. He said, of course. You know why? Because the Orin is gold, but it's not gold mixed with man. There's no problem to have gold. Gold is not a problem. It's when you mix gold with a mensch, that's when gold becomes a problem. Gewaldig einfach. The Orin is stam gold, not a problem. But when you put the gold on the guy, so now the gold together with guy equaled eagle. That you can't do. Gewaldig teretz. But I think I have under teretz as well. Which is Megel and Yonenu. when you're trying to ascertain whether something is very, very valuable, right? And you try, and you're impressive, you're getting an impressive amount of something. So the gold in the Oren, which was a lot of gold, Kemenstein, we can understand that that's something which represents expensive gold, etc., etc., etc. And there we could say that the Nakuda is, how much did Klal Yisrael, etc., how much did they want to give? How much love could they put into this? How much could they build this place into a place which was a Mokum Shechina? But the gold in the Begavim was tiny. It didn't represent the Ahava. And the Kategor Nasi Sanegor meant you can't show Ahava with something that you rejected Hashem with. The gold of the Oren had nothing to do with gold per se. What was it about? The most expensive material. Because it comes in a giant, yes, a lot of gold. The gold in the Begodim was Dafka gold. It's not there because it's expensive, it's a thread of gold. Vice says over there, you need the Zav in the Begodim in order for it to be what it is. If you need it to be what it is, that's a Kategor, Nasa Sanegor. The Gemara in Yuma, Daf Lamed Ches, brings a Maisa with Nikanor. Nikanor Nasu, Nisim of Dal Soysa. He had a Nes happened to the Dlosses. So the Gemara brings exactly what happened. What happened? Ma Nisim Nasu of Dal Soysa. Omru, they said, Kisholach Nikanor, when Nikanor went to bring the doors for the Beis HaMikdash from Alexandria, Shem Mitzrayim, Bechazirose, Omer Alav Nashu Shebayam Tavoy. A storm came up at sea to drown him. Nokle achas mem, he took one of them, v'tilu el yam, and he threw it into the ocean. V'adayin le'noch hayam mezafoy. The yam, the ocean wasn't impressed. Bikshu l'hatel es chaverta, they wanted to throw the second door, they were incredibly heavy. Amaru v'korcho. He came and he jumped and he hugged the door. Amar lehem hatiluni ima, throw me in with it. I came all the way to bring this for the Beis HaMikdash. If you throw the door in, you're throwing me in with it. Miyad no chayom mizafoy. Voyim mitztair al chavrta. And Nikano, the only thing you can think of is the fact there's another door. Kivin shigil in Moshe Akoi. When the boat pulls up into the port of Akoi. Hoysim vatsvetses v'yoytsum mitachas leif me'aschina. This heavy door that they wanted to throw out to make the ship's load lighter is floating next to the boat. So another opinion is that a bria, some sort of aquatic creature, swallowed up and spit it out on the abosho. Lefika comes the Gemara. Kol asha'orim. Listen to this. Kol asha'orim shahayim mikdash. All the doors of the Beis HaMikdash. When Klal Yisrael made money, nishtanu liyay shalzov. They were switched to be of gold. Chutz mishar nikanor, except for the shar nikanor. May shenasu boy nisim. We switched the doors, all the other doors, we switched them to gold doors when we had money. Except for the door of nikanor, shenasu boy nisim. The yeshoimim, and some say, so the reason why you didn't switch it is because I had a nest. The nation nechoishton mutheves hoiso. Because the nechoishes of Nikanor was mutheves. It was shiny. It looked like gold. And it was bright. It was shiny. I have a posh kasha. The first shot I understand. The reason why you don't want to switch the doors is because nasa behemnes. Fine. The second shot is the reason why we didn't switch it is because it was a special type of nechoshes. The nechoshes was shiny. Nechoshes klunisa. It was nechoshes mutheves. What kind of terrace is that? What did Klal Yisrael want? Did they want shiny doors or gold doors? If you wanted shiny doors, buy them all of Nechoshes. If gold doors are better than shiny doors, so buy gold doors. Switch the shiny ones too. Mamanavshach. And the terrace is poshit. You know, it's not that they were a shiny type of Nechoshes. The shine that came from these doors, the reason why they were Me'iru Kishel Zav, was because the Zav itself is not Zav. The Zov Alein is something that was difficult for Klal Yisrael to give. Here's a guy who risked his life to bring these doors to the Beis HaMikdash, so his Nechoshes door is equal to a Delah Shel Zov. The Yavid says on the Gemara, on this Gemara, when he talks about this, the flood, he says an amazing thing. Omad l'nasoyso imitztar v'yimser nafshe aleh. So Mimbrainin, we think the Pshat is, wow, he bought the doors, he's on his way home, you know, never customs, they want to take the door away from him, and he does a mice in the serious nefesh, and now, oh, the doors are gavaldi. Zot the yayiv, it's fakert. Fakert. Omad, the entire reason for the storm was Linasoisoi. You want to bring something from my Beis HaMikdash? Lamazan. Let's see if your doors fit my door frame. Let's see if it works. And when Nicanor proves it, Korcha, if you're going to throw it in, you're going to throw me in with it. Mitamol, suddenly you have a product which is right for the Beis HaMikdash. Hezekiah. The Pasuk says in Parashas Noach, when we're talking about Behemoth Tumei and Behemoth Tohira, it uses an expression which takes us a few extra letters. Instead of saying Tumei, it says Behemoth Asher Inen Tohira. So look, right? And we have these gross drushes that come out of this. And the reason for that is because, look, there's so many extra letters in the Torah. Because Baruch Hu doesn't waste an extra letter. Nishno Dem, Rabbi Akiva was Beirish a Tag, he doesn't waste an extra Tag. Forget the letters. And here you have psukim and psukim and psukim telling us about Klai Yisrael building, and then after it tells us how to build it, then it tells us that they did build it. It's modna. So the Nefesh HaChaim gives us an insight which allows us to understand what's the arichus over here. What's the arichus? Nefesh HaChaim in Shaar Aleph, he says an amazing akuda. It's much more than the alshich that people usually quote. Live in you, not in them. What does that mean? Everything I show you, so you should do. This is what you should do for all the doyrus. It's trying to tell us, I don't mean to tell you how to build this Mikdash HaChitzoini, the Mishkan, or the Beis HaMikdash. The reason why I'm getting so involved in telling you how to build the Mishkan, how to build the Kelim, the exact measurements, the exact dimensions, the exact materials needed, Shemimenu Tiru V'chein Tasu Atem Es Atzmechem. So too should you build yourselves. That you should be exactly in the tzura, in the way that the Mishkan is built. According to this, if the V'chein Tasu at the end of this pasuk is to tell us that not just that's what he did, or that's what they did, but V'chein Tasu, there's a chiyuv on every single person to do this, to make himself into this Mikdash. Kishekilkulu Pnimius HaMikdash Shebesoichom. So when the Beis HaMikdash, stood, and the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed inside of them, suddenly, Ozloi Hoyil HaMikdash HaChitzayni, the Beis HaMikdash HaChitzayni was no longer any good. The Medrash in Eicha Rabbah tells us that when Titus comes in and he gives this ganze geshrei about how he's destroyed and killed Kaviyachol, how he's built the Beis HaMikdash, how he's burnt the Beis HaMikdash, a voice comes out and says, "Ilu mimoroim leishalachtem leishochu mideish." Do you think if from on high that they hadn't sent down a fire? You could have overcome me. You killed a lion that was already killed. You ground wheat which was already ground. That's where the Medrash comes from the Pasuk in Eicha. Who grinds wheat? Who grinds flour? You grind wheat. No, he didn't grind wheat. The wheat was already flour, he was just grinding it again. The Beis HaMikdash was already destroyed. A diamond ring which meant to represent the commitment between a husband and wife. If there's some level of infidelity, then that ring means nothing. It's mamish nothing. What does it mean? It's gomished. And although it still exists in the world, you can't get rid of it fast enough. The Beis HaMikdash, when it stood for Ava and Reis Yushalayim Givaldin, but suddenly it represented the exact opposite. I don't want you here. And as soon as that's lost, then the whole thing is destroyed. But I want to take a look now, together with the Olam, at what the V'chein Tasu means here. What does this mean? Basuli Mikdosh is not Stama Mitzvah. And Besoichom is not Stama Drosha. This is the Tachlis, this is the Tachlis of the Bria. We know about the Beis HaMikdash, the reason why the Tfilis were Niskabel was because that was a place that was such an outpouring of love from Klal Yisrael to the Rebbeinu Shlom, that relationship was returned in that place in a way where a person's Tfilis are always answered, because there he's close to that level of love, to that level of connection. The Beis HaMikdash is a place where the Shamayim V'Oretz are intertwined with Gashmis and Ruchnis, have to figure out a way to live with each other. Where you light a fire, but it never goes out. Except if Hashem wants it to go out so that you could light it again. Unbelievable. Where there's smoke, but it rises up in a straight pillar. Where you have light, which you have to light, but on the other hand, the windows are the other way around, because the light out lights up the world outside. This is not something which is about a place that exists in Yerushalayim. The V'chein Tasu is uns. We have to become portals. We have to become this delis, this window or door that exists between heaven and earth. How do you become this? How do you build yourself into a Beis HaMikdash? That's the job of a person in the world. How do you do it? What does that mean though? You build it by giving up your Zav. The whole world tells you that if you're good at something, so go ahead, be mitzayin in that thing. You're good at math, that should be your career. In Yiddishkeit, we say, genoi fakert. You're great at math, fantastic. Work on science. You're fantastic in learning, but you have terrible midas. What do you need to do in the world, the Balei Musar say? Good, you have to learn oichin, of course. But your nisyonis are defined by the things that are most difficult for you to accomplish. So you know what, we sit and we live our lives, and we're sort of misalim from the things that we really need to do, the things which are most difficult for us. Otherwise you're not building anything, you're building 50 times, 50 menorahs, but without anything else. What's happening here? We don't have it, we don't have the mikdash. I want to end with a story. In the war, there was an amazing group of people called the Matzavitsin. People that were running around in the ghetto, they decided they were going to go underground, and even if they had nothing to eat, so they were going to try and keep the Yiddishkeit, the Shiurim, right? And Bekitzer, after the Warsaw Ghetto Uprising, so they come to the city and they attempt to burn it down. And the people are hiding, they're trying to find, there's no food, the last people, and they find after the war, Shem Yikun Domam, they find a diary from one of the last members of the group. And he writes, everybody else is gone. The ghetto has been burnt to the ground. I'm surrounded in this apartment that he's hiding in. He's surrounded by the fires. And he says, as I sit here contemplating the fires, and it's difficult for me to breathe, and I'm wondering if I should throw myself into the fire just to end it quicker, I'm reminded of a story that was told over the Chofetz Chaim, of a man who lived in the Inquisition, who was driven out of his home. They killed his wife and his children. They took his business. And he finds himself in another country, destitute, heartbroken. And he looks at the Rebbeinu Shlomo and he says, Rebbeinu Shlomo, you took from me my money. You took from me my home, my homeland. You took from me my kids. You took from me my wife. What else are you going to take from me so that I should stop believing in you? I have only one thing. Everything is beyond Hashem. I have only one thing that you cannot take away from me. And that's the love that I have for you. And no matter what you do to me, that you'll never take. And he finishes off, what more do you want to take from me? I choose to be with you, Rabbi Shlomo, for another 2 minutes. Not to make it easier, not to jump in. To build a mikdash ma'at inside a human being. To change this gashmi place into something which is much bigger and better than that. You can't do this without thinking about what your v'chein tasu is. that what for you is your Zov, what for you is your Avnei Shoyam, finding the thing which is most difficult to give up, which would greatly, would great, in the greatest way represent your connection with the Rebbeinu Shlom. Finding that one thing and giving it up and becoming a Mishkan, a place where the Rebbeinu Shlom is Mashmash Shechina in this world.